Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Nanette Burstein is here. She is the director of Going the Distance, starring Drew Barrymore and Justin Long. And this is your first feature film. You're known for your documentaries. Were you burning to do a feature film? Was it just bugging you? You wanted to make one? Or was it just say, hey, Nanette, we like your movies that you've done so far in the documentary vein. Why don't you try this?
No, I actually wanted to make a fiction film for many years. And I loved making documentaries, but I'd always wanted to do both. So it was a burning desire.
And a comedy rather than a drama. Sometimes it's, I don't know, documentarians are more serious types. You are handling a comedy. Why a comedy?
No, I really wanted to make a comedy. I mean, a lot of my documentaries, I always tried to, have as much humor as possible. And I personally love comedies. And, you know, in a fiction film, you can actually make them funnier than just relying on real life to be funny. So I really gravitated towards that.
Growing up in Buffalo, is that, did you grow up in Buffalo? You were born in Buffalo.
I did grow up in Buffalo, and Buffalo is a funny place. So it makes you want to laugh later in life.
Okay, and it's so close to Toronto.
You got to laugh because you're so cold all the time. You have to keep your blood pumping somehow.
What was it like on the set with Drew and Justin?
Oh, it was a very creative atmosphere. I mean, because we had such freedom on the set and we were trying so many things and so much improvisation, we had a really great time making the movie.
Tell me what Drew Barrymore brings to her character.
Well, Drew has a great understanding of story and character, and she has great comic timing. So she made the character incredibly realistic and also very funny.
And what about Justin Long, the Apple commercial guy?
Well, Justin is he's a great actor, and I think, you know, people have never seen him that give this kind of performance because he's never had the opportunity before. But he's also very funny, and so he's great at improvisation and added a lot of humor and charm to the part.
Tell me about the supporting cast.
Well, I think the supporting cast adds a great deal of humor and levity to the movie and also depth. And we have a really funny supporting cast. I mean, Jason Sudeikis from SNL and Charlie Day, who has a TV show, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and Christina Applegate, who plays Drew's sister. I mean, I think they make the film really unique, too, in that you don't see romantic comedies normally that have that much humor to them.
The idea of a long-distance relationship, how much of a help can this movie be, even though it's a comedy? How can it bring people who have long-distance relationships together, keep them in a long-distance relationship?
Well, I think that this movie has a lot of hope to it, and it both reflects the conflicts that come up and is very universal that way, but it does have optimism and you know, I think can be a guide to couples to help figure out how to navigate long-distance relationships.
What was the funniest scene to film?
Well, the funniest scene to film is the scene where Justin and Drew haven't seen each other for a long time, and they end up having impulsive sex on the dining room table of her sister's house and are caught in the act. And we had a lot of fun shooting that scene.
And are there a lot of things that may appear? Are you working on, like, in the DVD Blu-ray versions of the film where there are going to be the extended version, even the X-rated version?
Well, not the X-rated version, but there will be a lot of DVD extras of not only deleted scenes, but also, you know, entire improv'd riffs that, you know, didn't make it into the final movie.
Finally, first feature film, under your belt, what's next? Is there somebody that you particularly want to work with, or do you have your own script that you've, you know, already polished and are ready to maybe shop around?
No, I'm still figuring out what I'm doing next. I mean, I think there's certain kinds of filmmakers' careers that I would love to emulate. You know, I'm a big fan of Cameron Crowe, Judd Apatow. I think they make films that are both really honest and really funny and moving.
What about Clint Eastwood? He's made documentaries. He's made dramas, kind of comedies.
No, absolutely. Clint Eastwood, Taylor Hackford, Michael Apted. There's a lot of filmmakers that jump back and forth between nonfiction and fiction.
Nanette Burstein, the director of Going the Distance. Thank you very much.
Thank you.